Mr. Robertson?
Okay. So I'm going to offer either to proceed with the enforcement item, or we can take a break, depending on what the board wants to do.
Break? Pursuit?
I'm inclined to continue because it's only 10 o'clock.
Okay, so now we'll proceed back up the agenda to item 14. Item 14 is a cease and desist order. What's that? Tammy?
And what I would like before, you know, covering this item, I would like to request from my attorney to clarify, you know, this particular item, what is expected from the board.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got some. I can read through it, and I think it covers most of your stuff, if you're okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so this item is a proposed cease and desist order for Centrally Grown. Centrally Grown is a restaurant and a special event venue in Cambria with an advanced on-site wastewater treatment and disposal system. The proposed cease and desist order was prepared by your advisory team, Matthew Keeling and Ryan Lodge, and requires the discharger to complete certain tasks prior to recommencing wastewater treatment operations. The proposed order in your package was agreed to by both the prosecution and representatives from Centrally Grown, so essentially we're at consent at this point in time, or at settlement. Because of this, the advisory team proposes that the cease and desist order be considered a consent item in lieu of having a hearing on this matter. The advisory team is available to answer questions about the proposed cease and desist order if the board members choose. If the board members or members of the public wish to ask questions of either prosecution or Centrally Grown representatives, we will remove this item from consent and re-agendize it for the next board meeting in Santa Barbara. Have anything else?
There's just one more thing I'll add, is that there was one slight change that you should all have in your packets to a new number 10. So the item for you before is the advisory team's proposed changes along with that new modification.
Okay, so with that, we're recommending consent, we're recommending the board adopt the cease and desist order, unless you have questions.
So, a question not associated with the consent item, that if there are areas of potential enhancement as part of these long-term agreement that will take place, because part of this consent is that even a transfer of ownership, you know, all of the obligations agreed on will transfer, but if there are some well-founded enhancement suggestions, what's the vehicle to address that without requiring taking this item out of consent and go through the full hearing?
So in the advisory team's review of the case, the material presented, they acknowledged maybe some inadequacies that occurred, and through briefing the board, there were more of these that came to the surface. We're going to memorialize a lot of these elements in a memo directed at the program staff to implement. It's kind of a lessons learned in evaluating the way this system was designed, reviewed, and implemented, this wastewater treatment system. And from a larger context, as we do enforcement items, we learn things. South Slo County is another example. And we want to have a circle back with the program staff to incorporate those lessons learned. So I think I'm getting at what you're asking, Board Chair, but we're going to have the advisory team prepare a memo that covers several different topics associated with replacement of the seepage lines, for example, and then the inspection, regular inspection procedures going forward that we would then hand off to the oversight staff within our office. We'll also have components in that we want to communicate to the county environmental health, San Luis Obispo County Environmental Health, with regard to inspecting the system upgrades as well. Did that get on what you were?
Yeah, just one last little clarification for my own understanding is that we agree with this consent, and in the ongoing permit that is provided for this on-site facility, is there any mechanism that we have at our disposal to rectify perhaps items that were a little bit weak in this settlement?
This is just the CDO. There's also the permit for the facility. So if the facility does open back up, it would need to comply with the permit, and we can amend the permit terms to require whatever is necessary.
That's where I was getting
right,
at.
Right, and the MRP. So we can make correction through the MRP.
Okay.
So well. Monitoring and reporting
plans. So I think, these were the 2 points I wanted to clarify. Okay, thank you very much. So, we're comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
We're comfortable?
We need a motion and a vote.
So, we'll entertain a motion.
I move that we adopt the proposed CDO as a consent item.
I'll second.
Any further comment? Roll call, please.
Chair Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Thank you. So I think at this time, before moving to our next item, this would be appropriate time to take a 15-minute break. And I would like us to reconvene at, 10:25. How's that? Thank you.